Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl Walk again. Let's make it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret, of course, is walking. The back and forth movement of your legs fires up the memory muscle in your brain. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the second season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to discover we were made to flourish as we take to heart Psalm 92. Okay, let's go. It's time to memorize Psalm 92, 6, and 7. But I got to warn you, brace yourself. There's a bit of a shocker in this verse. I want you to listen for it. Here it is. The stupid man cannot know, the fool cannot understand this, that though the wicked sprout like grass and all evildoers flourish, they are doomed to destruction forever. Okay, did you hear that? All evildoers flourish? What? Really? Okay. Yes, really. And you probably know a stupid one who is flourishing as we speak. Someone who was foolish enough to leave their precious family by having an affair, and they seem to be just living on Easy Street. Or someone who constantly gossips and slanders leaders, and everyone just seems to flock to her because she's the life of the party. Or someone who cheats on his taxes and takes luxury vacations and gets away with it. Evildoers do seem to flourish. Now, when I saw the word flourish here, I was bothered. I hope you are too. So I conducted a word study and found something interesting. In Psalm 92, there are two different Hebrew words for flourish used. These two words provide contrasting images of growth. In verse 7, which refers to the flourishing of evildoers, the Hebrew word used means to blossom, sparkle, shine. In contrast, verse 12, which speaks of the righteous, uses the Hebrew word yifrak, meaning to bud, to sprout, to shoot. Now, do you see what I do? The flourishing found in verse 7, that of the stupid man, is a transient beauty that is impressive, but temporary, much like a bouquet of flowers that eventually fade. This type of flourishing is surface level and made for show. It's lacking substance. But when we get to verse 12 and study the righteous person, we see a word that implies the beginning of a deeper, more enduring growth. This flourishing starts underground, with roots preparing for a vibrant, sustained presence in God's care. It symbolizes a spiritual growth that will eventually fully reveal its beauty and strength in God's time. And what we do see at the surface is just a bud, the mere beginning of all God is planning for the righteous. I want to be the kind of flourisher who still has more blooms coming. And that means I'm going to have to be patient with what God does in and through me in this lifetime. It's just the beginning, after all. He's doing a long work in me. So I'm going to do my best to stick to the righteous path and ask for God to show me when I'm straying. What about you? Are you choosing to be a foolish woman or a righteous one? One way you can know is to consider if you practice the habits of a flourishing woman who is righteous. We've learned three of the qualities of a flourishing woman so far. They are: 1, a flourishing woman sings praise in every circumstance. 2, a flourishing woman embraces the community and the rest of God. And 3, a flourishing woman sees the works of God's hands. Do you regularly take time to do these things? Are they your habits? If so, you're growing into a flourishing woman of God. But if you ignore these activities, you may be in the process of becoming foolish. Ouch. Well, that only hurt if it needed to, my friend. I suppose sometimes that helps us readjust our lives, doesn't it? So respond to that if it stung a bit. Get rid of what doesn't belong. And speaking of that, I want to end today by reminding you to hydrate. Don't skip that part of this 28-day experiment. Water supports your body's natural detox systems, and they are responsible to remove waste and harmful substances through natural body functions. But they need the help of water to work well. TMI? Sorry. But some stuff doesn't belong, and it's got to go, spiritually and physically. Staying hydrated keeps the bad stuff out of you, so drink that water, girl. Did you receive the Holy Girl Walk Season 2 kit with a memory guide and memory cards as a thank you gift for becoming one of my Freedom Partners? Well, friend, I just want to say thank you. I could not do it without your support. Learn how you can become a Freedom Partner at danagresh.com/partner and find out what the thank you gifts are right now. Your support helps me make this podcast as a free gift to the Christian community. It also helps me provide biblical parenting workshops through True Girl and Born to Be Brave, and to keep the cost of our live events as low as possible. I'd be grateful to have you as a Freedom Partner. Again, learn more at danagresh.com/partner. Happy walking, friend.